It's right here, Ray. It's looking at me.
He's an ugly little spud, isn't he?
I think he can hear you, Ray.
Don't move. It won't hurt you.
Welcome back, Action Room fans. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Jessica.
And, you know, we here at the Action Room, we're a little tired because it is just before the holidays, right? It's that ramp up.
So tired.
Jessica is battling off a some germs.
Achoo!
And
sorry, so Mike.
send her some good mojo as Jessica fights off a mild
I'm just fighting off all this holiday cheer all around me.
It's so much holiday cheer. And it's sort of antithetical to... Jessica's a very happy, positive person.
Do you have to listen to like Christmas music like 24/7?
Actually, not that bad, but I feel like everyone I've been around this season is really happy and like into singing, and I'm like, shut it!
I'm just very happy because I've started to hear people reference and I've started to play... my favorite obscure Christmas song, Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
What?
It is fucking awesome.
What are you talking about?
My half-Italian heritage.
What is it?
It goes, chingity-ching, ee-aw, ee-aw. It's Dominic the Donkey, chingity-ching, ee-aw, ee-aw. The Italian Christmas Donkey.
La, you are lying la, la, la. To me.
And then they're like, pasta fazool and all the paisans and all this Italian
nice.
Stuff.
Yo, it's dude, hilarious. I'm actually going on Christmas Eve to, like, Seven Fish Italian.
Oh, my gosh. My family used to do that.
I'm so excited.
Awesome.
So, I've never really celebrated Christmas before, so it's pretty cool.
Nice. So everyone please look up Dominic the Christmas Donkey and explore the Seven Fish tradition, which Jessica, you can tell us about once you're back.
Yeah, I will.
Awesome. So producer Mike is here, and he's feeling the holiday experience as well?
Yeah, no, it's nice. I'm not having problems the way Jessica is. But then again, I don't really work as hard as Jessica does. So. Speaking of another thing you can talk about, you just had an experience, Jessica. You want to talk
Jessica
about
it? Has
segue.
A lot of,
good segue!
Jessica has a lot of brushes with stardom.
I do.
And they're usually 80s stars.
No, this week, okay, this week...
She was 80s and 90s.
All right.
And I was only born in... beep!
Jessica had drinks
okay,
with
so
these.
I hung out last week with Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Got the Amber.
Yeah, I heard. I remember about that, right? She stopped Amber.
Yeah. So she was kind of like... it was.
Well, let's just explain what she
was
from.
Let's give some reference to our listeners
okay,
who might
Tiffany
not
Amber
have
Thiessen.
Been alive. And
for all you people hiding under a rock, she was on... Saved by the Bell, mm-hmm. Kelly Kapowski, yeah. And then moved on to be the bitchy Valerie Malone on 90210.
Yes, I had a big crush on her in 90210. I didn't ever see her in Saved by the Bell, but not
and did she date the Zach guy for a while? I want to say she did.
I think so.
But then I think they all kind of dated each other on that show.
I was actually like looking her up on IMDb. She's kind of dated almost every co-star, but
right.
Like later on, not really in the beginning. Her and Jenny Garth are still like best friends.
Oh, didn't she date the rapper guy on 90210? That Sean
oh yeah, David.
Guy? David something.
Silver. David
Silver.
Green.
Green.
Oh, David
Silver is his
David
name
Austin
on the
Green.
Show.
Oh,
David
okay.
Brian.
David
Brian Austin
Brian
Green.
That's what I was gonna say. It was three names.
Steve anyway. Austin.
Whatever.
That's a bionic man.
Three of us
right?
Together.
Wait, but he's dating someone like really creepy right now. Hey, and Megan Fox.
Megan
he's
Fox.
He's dating
yeah.
Everyone.
Can you believe that?
Because he's dating.
Dude,
Megan
how
Fox.
Does he get these hot chicks?
It's crazy.
He can rap.
He's a white rapper.
He can rap.
So how did the connection with Tiffany?
So connection was like a friend of a friend. One of her good friends is basically a friend of a friend. Leave it at that.
Right.
But so she kind of set it up so I could kind of pick her brain and. We hung out. She was
nice.
Really cool.
Just you and her?
No. Me, her, and the girl and husband and okay. Tiffany's husband.
Did she talk?
Who's also an actor.
Do you know why she got rid of the Amber? Just a thing?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
What and what?
Be more serious, maybe.
What was? Why were you there? And who was this guy? Who's the guy that's
basically
the actor husband?
Basically, one of her best friends. I babysit for her all the time.
Right.
So, her husband's name is Brady Smith. He
shout out to Brady Smith.
Woo woo. Yeah. He's actually.
But did he look familiar?
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff, but I don't know. He is from Texas. He's from Texas.
The Texas
from
guy.
Houston. Went to school in Nacogdoches.
I thought you were about to say academia.
No, macadamia
nuts. So how long was the whole meeting?
Oh, I hung out for a couple hours.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's a nice girl?
Very nice. Very down to earth.
How's she look?
She looks great.
Is she doing anything now?
She's actually here shooting a pilot.
Oh, okay.
So it's all over town, so you might see her. I don't
she's
know.
She's not married?
No, she's married.
She is married.
To this guy.
A husband.
They've been married for
you said
like,
husband, I thought you meant another friend husband. I don't know.
Him too. They've been married 3 years.
This is a very complicated story,
I was trying to keep it simple.
Macadamia.
She's the babysitter? Yeah. Amber.
I'm a babysitter.
Tiffany babysat you?
When I was little, and she touched me.
Wow.
It doesn't seem to be.
That's the end of Tiffany.
Wow, okay. We're going all over the place. Okay. Wait, what else was interesting?
Oh, Tiffany, yeah, right.
I did. All right, let's bring it back. So tell us about the things that were discussed.
Yeah, so, this was really cool, because we were watching Saturday Night Live, actually.
Oh, and this is someone's apartment.
Yeah, someone's apartment. And I was like, oh, that's my dream job. And she was like, oh, well, we could go to a taping. And I was like, okay.
That's awesome.
So they're on hiatus right now, but hopefully when they get back, we'll get to go and I can meet the cast.
Nice. Are you trying to say that she's going to be buddy-buddy now with you?
No, we're not buddy-buddy.
Oh, okay.
You're not Facebook buddies.
No.
Friends.
And I guess having her on the show is an impossibility at this point.
This is Mike's. Anytime like you bring up anything,
gonna,
can they be on the show?
I'm going to send her an email and be like, I talked about you all night.
So this is
we had a good time.
This is your second time like hanging out with a child star.
True. And actually, okay, I have to say, I looked her up on IMDb to like kind of refresh my memory of all the stuff that she's done. And like they had a little mini-sode from her on Married with Children. She did an episode where she hung Bud Bundy's underpants from the flagpole and he was trying to get revenge. And then so Kelly got revenge in the end and like pinned her naked to the lockers. So I sent David an email and I was like...
Oh.
And we have to remind our viewers that you dated David Faustino, Bud Bundy, for a little bit.
Right.
Yes.
So. Right.
And he was like, I don't remember. It was so long ago.
Right.
We have to break.
Oh, we're taking a break? Yeah. Aw.
Oh,
bye.
A break for our sponsor.
Yeah. We love you. See you soon.
We love you, sponsor.
M-I-C-K-U-I.
When I wake up in the morning and the longest out of morning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right. Good times, stay down the hill.
Woo! All right, so
we're back.
Jessica and the Nerd News.
Here I am, Nerd News. Okay, so I heard that the Superman storyline for next year has got quite a twist happening.
Yeah, it's called New Krypton. And the basic idea for all you people who are not reading the Superman books out there is that somehow they find 100,000 Kryptonians, all people from Krypton that somehow escaped the destruction of Krypton. They were trapped in some little city that was off in something somewhere. And they've come to Earth now. And they want to hang out and live on Earth because they don't have a home. But that's 100,000 people with the powers of Superman. So the idea is that out of 100,000 people, some are good, some are bad. You know, I think the tagline they're selling for this story is 100,000 people with the powers of Superman, but only one Superman. Like, they don't have his morals. Some of them are evil. Some of them are not evil, but not good. They're killing people. They're like, why is it bad to kill people? What's the problem? You know, like they're like death penalty. And meanwhile, the government, every like 10 years, they do a story where the government is suspicious of Superman. Like, they want to have like anti-Superman things in place in case he ever goes bad. Well, now that Superman is being forced to choose between his like own people, because all the Kryptonians are like, who are you with? Are you with them? Are you with us? You're not human. You're Kryptonian. You know, all that. Mm-hmm, they're trying to do that whole thing. So the government, of course, enlists Lex Luthor to help kill Superman and get defensive measures against these 100,000 superpowered people.
Wait, I was just going to say, so did I miss the whole storyline? But, like, I thought Krypton was blown up.
It was, but I said at the beginning that there's a little city that, like,
Didn't get blown up.
It's a whole, you know, this Brainiac.
Go with it, Mike.
You really want me to go on?
It's called New Krypton, and that's okay, where we're at.
Okay, what's next?
Did you know that the New York Comic Con is coming up?
I did. Oh! Ooh, Jessica just screeched.
I'm excited. You know I love it. Wait, they actually changed it. This year it's in February, the first week in February.
I know.
And every other year it's been in April.
It's totally bizarre. I was like, last year, you know, it was warmer. When they changed it, they announced the change like 6 months after last year's. And I remember going, it's going to be fucking freezing.
Yeah, so we got to bundle up.
Still be cold.
We're going to have to wear our Action Room jackets with the big logo on the back.
Yeah, who's getting me one?
And Action Room hats, which we'll be selling on our store very soon.
We'll have them by then, yeah.
All right, we've got other news in video games. This is actually really, really cool. I bet you guys read about this. New Ghostbusters video game.
That looks cool.
Did you see the trailer? I'm excited about that, yes.
Well, the fact that they got the not only all the lead guys, but a lot of the, even the small supporting cast, Annie Potts, their secretary, the guy who played the asshole mayor assistant.
I love Annie.
Annie Potts.
What I'm excited about is that, you know, it brought Bill Murray and all the rest back together, and I think they're excited. I think there could be another sequel movie. Now, it might be horrible, but because the second one I didn't really care for, but it would be awesome just to see them back.
Bill Murray did say 6 months ago, after he recorded the voiceovers for the video game, that it kind of got him really nostalgic and into it, and he was open if there was a good script.
We were actually saying when we were watching the voiceover that Bill Murray's like sarcasm was kind of like...
It doesn't really come through when you have a video game Bill Murray face
like
saying the line.
Yeah,
His presence.
That human look for video game, like with 3D, just still doesn't work, man.
We got another comic book note.
Movies.
Yeah, it's a movie, but it's based on comic book. The Spirit is about to open. Directed by Frank Miller.
Now, I guess I heard that it was bad, but you know what? It looks awesome, though. I'm excited.
Everyone's
saying
it's horrible.
Look of it?
I think, yeah, the visual look, which
well,
could,
it also
might not be
looks
enough.
Like another Sin City, like the visual style of it, yeah. 300.
I don't know. I just like the way it looks, and everybody looks really cool in it. I like how like the shots and stuff are just so comic booky. I think it looks... Could be cool. But
right.
I wasn't the biggest fan of Sin City, and I didn't see 300. But I don't know. This could be cool. But
yeah.
You hear it sucks.
Well, so. I hear it unilaterally sucks. I also know the Spirit comics. And not that the movie has to be like the comics, but Frank Miller in the past 8 years has a reputation for just going completely, completely overboard. And his talent and his skill in his writing have kind of become kind
of
hacky.
And speaking
he just repeats every one of his own cliches.
And when because he was also the one who wrote the RoboCop 2, right?
Yes.
And that was like when he tried to do movies, but he didn't really
However,
succeed.
He claims that Hollywood rewrote that several times, well, but I still see the Frank Miller hallmarks in that
Along
script.
That note, I heard that Darren Aronofsky, the guy who's doing who The Wrestler, the Mickey Rourke movie that's coming out now, is doing the next... RoboCop movie.
A remake of RoboCop, or a sequel.
Now, I heard he's going to throw out everything concerning the old RoboCop and do it his own way. And
wow.
He does great realism, but he might not do a really good job at like capturing...
Could be cool.
Yeah, I would think it's still going to be a good movie, but for fans, he's probably going to ruin it. But I don't know. I'm excited.
Mm. Another comic book movie, Thor, the movie... is set to be directed by Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, kind of startling when that news came out. I was like, wow, they got Kenneth Branagh?
That's pretty cool.
Kind of badass. I mean, he likes fantasy-ish stuff, but it's always like Shakespearean fantasy.
Very much. I didn't even know he was into like fantasy stuff.
The one thing Kenneth Branagh has done that's more fantasy is he did a Frankenstein movie.
Right. With
didn't
De Niro.
Do very well. What?
De Niro played Frankenstein.
Really?
What
was it called?
Just Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I got to jump back to something I was talking about before.
Go for it.
Okay, it's really quick. I was talking movies with Tiffany Amber Thiessen and her husband,
ooh.
And they were saying like their two... Well, his favorite movie that he's seen is Let the Right Ones In.
Oh. I still need to see
and
that!
And she
I
said her favorite that. Movie... And then he said his favorite movie in the past 5 years that he's seen is Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, wow,
two movies that are on my list.
So, those are on my list too. I still haven't seen
them. I want to say, what 80s celebrity or early 90s... Is Jessica destined to meet next?
I know, we should put...
We should take a poll.
Yeah, we should. Call into the hotline.
Call in our Action Room hotline.
Wait, let me know who you want me to date,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then I'll try and
Here are
do
the
it.
Choices. Okay, I would say...
P.S., I also told Tiffany that you almost went out with Rachel Dratch.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
Like, they're like, oh, Tough yeah. breaks on that rod.
Well, that
Election Girl, by the way, has met Rachel Dratch and said she was mean.
Really?
She said Rachel Dratch was mean and has a reputation right. as
well,
being bitchy and grumpy.
She doesn't have a date.
She's single.
Oh my god! I bet I would love her. She sounds fun to me.
All right. Well, we'll come up with some people for you to choose for Jessica to date next.
All right.
All right, guys. We'll be right back with some hot new action.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call.
We're back with the exit room, yeah! Okay.
I don't approve of
we're
that.
We're amusing ourselves, if no one else. So, okay, we're back, and I know all of you need and you dream of hearing the updates in Tony Wolf's dating life. So,
oh, yeah.
I know Jessica does. Producer Mike, well, you know, he's kind
of,
he's obligated.
Do you know this?
I do, and I it's a
Producer
funny story.
Producer Mike and I had a preface to yeah. this.
I just thought... You know, well, you should start. All right. Just tell
so me. This is, as you know, I met someone through a little internet dating, OkCupid.com.
And, move it along, Tony.
I'm plugging the site. Hey, the site that, you know, probably...
Hopefully we'll get them to advertise soon.
Yes, OkCupid.com. So, okay, so now it's been like a month and a half, and everything's going really great. She's really fantastic. We call her Election Girl on the show. And... then it comes the first like 3-4 weeks. You know, you're seeing each other, you're dating, but no one really says they're in a relationship yet, right? And I really want Jessica's perspective on this. So as the woman of the show, so then a month and a half, you're like, okay, now you need to have like the talk or acknowledge it. Your boyfriend and girlfriend, you're in a relationship, and that's where Facebook comes in.
Oh,
so it came up, it got brought up, and it was like then it was like. Okay, are you going to change your status? Well, I'll change it if you change it. The status on Facebook, right? So I'm like, okay, that's great. Well, boyfriend and girlfriend, that's awesome.
Wait, so you had the talk and then you changed it, or she changed it and then you found
no,
out?
No. We had the talk.
Okay, good.
We had the talk like as we were browsing, like net surfing, like, you know, look, and then the Facebook
together
came out.
Or on the phone?
Together. No, okay. Sitting on the couch, actually,
okay,
like,
okay.
You know. So then I'm like, okay, so I'll change it. And I get up the next morning. I change it to in the plain old in a relationship. I don't put her name on there. I don't put a link. I don't put a relationship in relationship with so and so, because I'm like maybe that's like for 2 months or you know that's what
two
it's even
months.
When it's even stronger.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
Even more like this is a month and a half, you know. And I thought also I don't want to like put the deeper level thing on there. What if she's like scared off by that? You know, whatever. So at 11 a.m. I put in a relationship, just that. She, shortly thereafter, puts in a relationship. Great. 2 hours later, I get a request that says, confirming that you were in a relationship with her to display the link to her. And that's like the next level. So I was like, I wouldn't have initiated that for fear of looking like, ooh, taking it too much, too far, or whatever. But if she wants to go there... I'll go there. She's my girlfriend.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, you go there.
I'll just
you
step
Facebook,
right up.
You deep link that girl.
Anyway, this was a great story. I thought it was really funny. And I just thought
and
was
Mike was just commenting on how odd it is to him that yeah. like people...
I just think,
stuff like that.
I just think it's super lame that you're not just talking to each other, but that you have to, like, you know, go to a site to say what you are. You know, it just seems very gay. And the fact that it's almost like having a voodoo doll, right? And I
like
have to,
like...
a
virtual person.
I have to dress it when I dress. You know, like, it doesn't make any sense.
No,
you know?
I think
it's
actually
like declaring it.
You're declaring it amongst your friends and everything. But I think, like, people have always had a hard time with, like, defining, and it always becomes a sticky situation in relationships. And I think it's just a mechanism to kind of like be on the same page.
Right.
Literally.
Okay. Oh. Well, here's
what about you? Are you in a relationship
dude,
with so-and-so?
I think I'm still listed as single. Well, and I've been for almost a year.
But let me just say something that's
he's
funny.
Not on Facebook though.
Okay. Okay. As gay as I was telling Tony it is. What's so funny, right, is that my girlfriend calls me.
Who you're now calling your girlfriend, wow.
Yeah, and she calls me, and she says she had, and I told her this story.
Yeah, yeah,
and how
okay.
How gay it was. She had told me, which I never got. She sent me a message days before about what my status would be on OKCupid. And if I had changed it from single to taken.
See?
Can you be on OKCupid if you are in a relationship?
Yeah,
you
like you
could leave it and just be not conscientious about
what
it.
What I found out about is that you can't say you're dating or that you're looking for dating. You can only look for friends.
So are you still trolling the website even though you have this chick?
Not really.
You're the type. You're the type that would like abandon. You're the type that would abandon the profile and not like look at it.
That's
on a regular basis.
That's what I did, and that's why it was funny that she brought that up.
On OKCupid, you can say seeing someone,
mm-hmm. right?
Because when it's like in that middle ground, or you're seeing each other, but you're not like official.
Got it.
Yeah, or what happens, I think, is if you're still looking and you're not single, it says available.
Available
means
something.
Like this casual sex.
Totally looked at pictures of you and your girlfriend on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
I was just going to say, I saw the picture. She's very cute.
She's beautiful.
What? Congratulations.
Thank you. She's more than just beautiful. She's totally awesome. But yeah, she is.
Well, yeah, we don't care about that part.
Yeah, she's hot. That's fine.
Election girl, Facebook. So that is interesting. So your girlfriend, producer Mike, didn't say it was lame?
No,
when she heard the story of my status,
she's 18. Of course, she didn't think it was lame.
No, this was the funny thing. When I told when I told her the story, she wasn't really responding to it. I was like, "Don't you think that's
lame?" She wasn't outraged.
Don't you think that's lame? You know, like, and then she's like, "Well, actually, you know."
Well, actually, Mike, when are you gonna make it?
Yeah, right. Yeah. When are you gonna act like you're 18, like your friend?
No.
Anyway,
people are addicted to Facebook.
I know.
Yeah, so I constantly go on there at work.
Yeah. So Facebook, right? Now, wait, let's hear Rebecca. I just called you Rebecca.
What the fuck?
Rebecca, it's really Italian.
In Italian. Fuck,
my sister-in-law's Rebecca.
Yo, my head is spinning. I have, like, so many topics I want to bring up that are so unrelated to everything. Like, I'm ADD crazy. I think it was that cold medicine.
Yeah.
Now she's high. You should have seen her when she first came into the studio.
I was like,
studio! Okay. Well, in producer Mike's defense, I will say, in our earlier discussion, you articulated something specific. You were talking about Facebook and this sort of, you considered it feminine, or in that sense, gay, as you called it, mm-hmm. because it was sort of a gossipy, like, Facebook is like, everyone has to know all the gossip about what everyone is doing. I am cooking dinner. I am making noodles. I am going out to Dwayne Reed.
Yeah.
It's a bit of the blog gossipy, like, I need to tell everyone every detail of my life.
I am castrating myself.
That's a good note to end as any.
Castrati. What are we talking about now?
I think we're talking about the fact that we need to go.
Yeah, we're leaving.
Oh, we have more to discuss.
We're going to leave them hanging
right,
for
next
more.
Next time.
We're going to leave them wanting more.
Jessica's anxious for us to have 3-hour shows.
All right, guys. Well, we have talked about everything under the sun. We wish we could talk more, but we're going to say goodnight. We love you all, and we'll see you next time. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Tony.
And this is the Action Room.
So check out our MySpace links, as always, YouTube links. We got some comedy on there. And we have a brand new hotline. You can leave messages for us. We will hear it, actually. It is 1-800-524-7850. Once again, 1-800-524-7850. See you next week, Action fans, and happy holidays.